It is time for another Made in Manitoba, and tonight it's a first-time appearance by Brandon's Mike Lamb.
Originally from Boissevain, Mike is an instructor of creative media at Assiniboine College by day and a singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist by night, if you will.
Over the last several years, he's recorded a number of singles and in May released his latest project, a song titled Far Gone, which we will feature tonight.
The conversation will cover his musical beginnings, jumping from covering other people's songs to crafting his own, the inspiration for his music, and his ties to the Golden West radio family. Hint, his father was a colleague of ours for decades.
It's a Made in Manitoba debut with Mike Lamb, and we begin right after this.
The skies are painful clear. The water's an ugly blue. The trees are stupid green. I guess I just kinda miss you. We shed a lot of time discussed our fates and fears. I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, but will you miss me while I'm here? I can't see anymore, but pour me another drink. Excited by the fact your toothbrush was by the sink. Skies are painful clear. The water is an ugly blue. The trees are stupid green. I guess I just kinda miss you. Maybe it was wrong. Maybe it was true. Maybe I just never should have made a stranger out of you. One more for the road. Please, before you go, last time that you'll see somebody's face, well, you never really know.
Well, we're very excited to have Mike Lamb on Made in Manitoba for the very first time. And first off, welcome here, Mike. Good to see you. You and I have known each other for a number of years, we'll say.
That's right. Yeah, definitely Can I use the term "go way back"? Is
yes.
that quite accurate? But yes, through the Golden West and kind of the radio family, known you for a while. So
absolutely, and we'll tie a few strings here together. Mike is the son of Barry Lamb, who was a longtime Golden West staffer out of our CJRB Radio 1220 location in Boisevain, and. We wanted to bring you on the program this week, Mike, because you've been in the midst of being a creator and releasing music now for a while. And before we kind of get into the today, if you will, I did want to kind of go back and let's get to know you and your first musical dabblings, if you will. So how did you kind of find yourself coming to music in the first place?
I'm debating how much to talk here. This is like when you get to speech at a wedding and someone was like, from the moment they were born, like, oh boy, I'm so used to short form radio, but I can talk, I can expand now. Okay. I mean, I grew up in a musical household. Like my mom has always loved music. And she credits a lot of, we have a good joke about it. She says, she started learning guitar when she was actually pregnant with me. So there's a good joke of like, oh, that, you know, it's where the music comes from and the guitar talent and all that. Musical household, I did music for young children, you know, before I was even in elementary, which was a fantastic program. And then I took piano lessons, and just, again, always music right from the get-go. And then, you know, really turned a corner, you know, when I became kind of preteen, teenager, you know, you're 13, 14 years old, you find out bands like Led Zeppelin exist, and it kind of blows up your whole universe of music, and kind of really got into the whole rock thing. And I started learning guitar around then as well. So it was about, I'd say 13, 14, when like the real, real passion started coming through. Like I always enjoyed it and had some part of it there, but 13, 14 was very, it's really impressionable years. And so that was kind of the classic case for me of the kid discovering rock music and the electric guitar. So
you kind of talked about how it was like 13, 14 when you started really getting into music, if you will. Now, beyond that, Mike, was there a point where you decided that you were going to take it more seriously rather than just doing it around the fireside or friends in the backyard on the deck? Was there a moment that you were like, you know what, I'm going to invest in this, whether it's invest through time or invest through money to create a studio?
Well, it's funny. I think that with a lot of creative endeavors, there isn't always that moment of, I'm going to take this seriously now. I think it's more for me of a, hey, I want to explore this, or I want to do the next thing, and you're passionate about it. And I guess the time or era I'd quote with that in mind is when I was, I forget math numbers, but it was around 2012, 2013. And my best buddy, his name is Spencer, he's from Boisevain as well. We would always play music growing up, and we were both living in Brandon. And we would both just jam at his house. And we, one time, I think it was in 2012, and we said, hey, like, we're jamming, this is fun. We've kind of got five or six cover songs now. Like, we should find an open mic night or something, you know? And so we went to a little place called the Double Decker. Still exists as the Guinness Tavern now, but the upstairs part is gone. And so we went to a jam night there. And that's when I kind of, we were like, hey, let's see what we can do with this. So that would be kind of, I'd say, the first inklings where I felt anyway that like, hey, let's kind of see where this could go, if you will.
Now, I was checking out your social media pages, specifically your Facebook page, prior to our conversation today, Mike. And there's some photos in there of you kind of in your home studio, if you will. And as the kids say, you had all the instruments, it seems. So, like, what actually do you play?
I would say, like, guitar is where I start. That's where I hang my hat. That's what I, well, actually, I do love to sing. I really love to sing. It's such a weird thing talking about singing and being a singer. There's a certain like pretentiousness to it that I just don't like, even just saying the words, I'm a singer. I don't know, but I do enjoy singing. And that was something when we started that process was I was so scared of singing. I would just hide behind my buddy Spencer rigged up an old CB mic because he's a farmer, and we plugged it into a distortion pedal, and I would distort my voice because I was so scared to sing. So that's been a real growth on that instrument. But guitar, sing, you know, bass guitar, and the other ones I can play, like I can play the drums and other things, but yeah, I don't really like actively play them. I can play the piano as well, so I play the keys a little bit, but I'd say guitar and sing is what kind of I most actively do and would be the most proficient in. But the other ones, I know how to play, and they are fun to play as well. So
you mentioned that you took piano lessons when you were a kid. Do you dabble with keyboard or piano at all now?
Only in my spare time on my own. We have an old like early 1900s dance hall piano. It's a really nice old piano in our house. And so that's kind of just when I'm at home and want to just kind of turn the brain off a little bit and relax, I'll play some piano. I've just like debated and I thought about, oh, could I get a microphone up here and try to get this into recording? But I actually found it useful for the songwriting process as well, actually. I found that sometimes I'll kind of write songs that will start on the piano sometimes. So that's another really enjoyable use out of the piano for me.
Well, and that actually leads me into the next area I wanted to touch on, and that is your songwriting, because the reason we have you on Made in Manitoba now is that over the course of the last period of time, you have recorded and released 5 songs, of which we're going to be featuring several tonight. So how did songwriting come into the mix? What made that jump from cover group and cover solo guy to I'm going to create my own stuff now?
It was around the pandemic. And I just really started going on a rabbit hole of just storytelling in general. It kind of tied in with a little bit of what I was doing and what I was teaching at the college, to be honest, because we, you know, deal a lot with storytelling here. And so I started kind of connecting the dots quite a bit of like, okay, you know, characters, tension, conflict resolution, rising action, just all these things about storytelling really started to kind of click for me during the pandemic. And then I started relating that to music and songs I was listening to. And I became really passionate and just really excited about songwriting. I'd say during the pandemic mostly is when that really happened. And I started getting so many voice memos down in my iPhone and lyrics written in my notes. I have incredibly lengthy, unorganized iPhone notes of lyrics and things like that. So the songwriting itself, like I love playing instruments and everything, but the songwriting I just love. I get excited about it, thinking about it, doing it. Anytime I get inspired to do it, I really just love writing songs at the moment.
You know, based on the fact you just shared that you had a somewhat messy and unorganized list of songwriting ideas, I'm assuming that means that inspiration strikes you at any moment, or do you have some things that you have found thematically that come up more often?
I mean, it's seemingly random. Maybe there's common threads I haven't found or understood yet, but it seemingly kind of randomly strikes me, the inspiration, and I try to just like capture it. And you know, it does often happen when I'm driving, oddly enough, when I'm in a vehicle and listening to other music. There's something about that process and that time, just with the level of where your brain is and your attention, that I find it'll just like spark an idea, and I'll start thinking about the idea, and I'll think about the words, and then I'll just like, it's all I can think about while I'm driving, and I'm like, don't forget about it, like keep singing it in my head until I get home, so that I can like quickly blurt it out onto, again, either a voice memo or the notes if it's just lyrics. So often the vehicle is where I find inspiration, oddly enough, and kind of a random song pops up in that state, I'm realizing now as I have this interview with you.
So when it came to deciding to actually record these and lay these tracks down so that they could be released, was that something that you were hesitant or reluctant to do just because you're like, you know, you are putting yourself out there as a creator and obviously to a very wide audience with the distribution on the internet? Or did you just go right into it and say, let's do this, I'm excited?
Yeah, that's a great question too, because it's such a tricky thing to navigate because there's no real blueprint or template for it. And that's the thing I probably struggle with the most. I'd say I'm pretty like happy with my ability to write lyrics and write songs, and I have good ideas. But that next jump into recording and, you know, getting a recording engineer and, you know, all the mics. And again, I do have some knowledge there, but just the whole production thing, it's this giant sort of beast that has no template. And I think that scares a lot of creators or songwriters, myself included, because I often like to know every parameter, you know, before going into a situation, right? So you're like, okay, where am I going? Where am I parking? What is exactly going to happen? Who's going to be there? But this step of making music is so kind of just beyond, I feel like, you know, you could throw up a microphone in your bedroom and record, or you could go book a studio, or you could go to a friend's garage. So like, what do you do? What's the best? So I found that I really needed to stop being my own worst enemy. And I heard a quote somewhere, I don't remember where exactly, but it said, if you're going to be your own, you know, worst enemy, don't forget to be your own best friend as well. And so I found that I had to prop myself up and just tell myself, yes, I can do this, and just go do it, and don't be afraid of the failure. And I'm so glad I did that, because of stuff that we'll hear today, like even on this segment and these songs, there's failures in there, and there's things that I don't like about some of these songs, and there's things I want to change, but I'm still just so glad that they got done and that they exist, because the worst mistake is for them to not exist.
From the window I admit I admire, anywhere but here, anywhere but there. And tell myself that I just don't care. That lady screaming, yelling away, she's even trying to say, grab the keys, start the car, I'm ready to go when you are, I'm ready to go when you are. On the table, I'd up and leave if I was able. How can it be a broken home when just out front there's a smiling gnome? When just out front there's a smiling gnome. Fires rave, the people too. Somehow I know that we'll make it through. So please take this and don't go far. I'm happy to be when you are. I'm happy to be when you are. I'm ready to go when you are.
Joining us for the first time on Made in Manitoba is Brandon's Mike Lamb. That was his song, When You Are. Thank you for listening as we introduce you to the singer-songwriter.
After the break, we'll dive a little deeper into his music, specifically the stories behind the songs Merry Christmas and his latest single, Far Gone, which Mike says was first sparked a few years back and has been a long journey of songwriting and overall growth as a musician.
Mike Lamb is our guest on Made in Manitoba, making his debut on our program. More music and conversation in a moment.
Had a lot of rain this September. One of the worst damn years that I remember. I got nowhere to be and no one to see. But hey, Merry Christmas. Got a brand new job, lost it yesterday. Not even long enough to get paid. Now I can't drive yet, make it home alive. But hey, Merry Christmas. Lost June in June. What are the chances? She was only 22 years old. But look at the tree and the presents underneath. What a Merry Christmas.
Well, let's talk about these songs that do exist, because you've taken all those creative chances, Mike. Again, you've recorded and released five songs. We're aiming to feature four of them on the program. We'll talk about your latest single in a bit, but I did want to touch on the song Merry Christmas right out the gate. You have given us the opportunity to share that. And, you know, when you hear the title Merry Christmas, I think a lot of people are thinking, well, what are you doing, Chris? You're playing a Christmas song in the middle of summer. But I think there's a lot more to that, to the song than just the title. So I'd like to start there.
This song is for anyone who struggles at Christmas time, honestly, because I think that there's such a pressure, this kind of unspoken societal, we are happy at this time of year. And I love the kind of emotion seeking process of songwritings. And it's often not the happy ones. Spoiler for these songs you're going to hear of mine. But, you know, for Merry Christmas, I was like, is there really like any sad Christmas songs out there? And I was trying to rack my brain. I was like, I don't think so. Like, I don't think there's many. I'm sure they do exist and they're out there, but I couldn't think of many. And as I was, you know, writing this song, I just, kind of wanted to speak to the person who has just suffered loss throughout the last calendar year, who has just gone through a terrible life event, and you're there on the 25th, and it's hard because that happens every year for so many people. And I think it's really kind of unspoken and untalked about. And so if I could have, you know, any kind of little piece of art or song that reflects that emotion or time that people go through, that's kind of what Merry Christmas is. It's putting on the face when you walk into the store and someone says, hey, Merry Christmas. And you just kind of smile and say Merry Christmas. But really what's on your mind is those things that happen to you throughout the year. So, I'm proud of that one. And again, it's not happy. It's not a smiley face Christmas song, but I think that's kind of what makes it unique too.
I did want to spend some time on your latest single, which like literally just came out. It's called Far Gone, which you described on your Facebook page, quote, as a long but exciting musical journey for me. So I would love for you to tell us why you said that about the creation of this song.
The main reason is because I talked about all the voice memos and iPhone notes. The very first spark of inspiration for this one lives in June of 2019. So that was kind of why I said that. I still have the voice memo on my phone. It's called Full Sprint because that was the first kind of title of the song. It's the first words in the song. And it was June of 2019. It was the month before I got married, actually. And so that's why I'd say kind of long journey. And I even kind of recorded some demos and I did some things throughout the couple and few years after that. So there were iterations and kind of versions of it that it existed. And I kind of just always like left it or I never really finished it. So in 2025, I was able to find the right producer and I was able to finish it. And it was just the most kind of rewarding and, you know, exciting recording process that I've had. And so I think that's why I say the long and exciting journey is because from that time of 2019 to now, you know, it kind of encapsulates the entire, hey, I'm going to maybe brand or think of myself as a songwriter time. So it's one of those rewarding ones of kind of finally seeing payoff because there's other from that era that still exist on the phone that haven't come to fruition. So that is why I said long and exciting journey.
How about you tell us about the song itself? What is the story that it's telling?
Sure. So, you know, first thing is I usually like to like not answer that and let people kind of think for themselves. And that's why I think good art works is that, you know, you watch a movie, you listen to the song, you have your own interpretation and then it's yours. So whatever you hear when you think it or whatever you think when you hear it is true for you. And I want it to be that way. But for me, I will still answer it. It essentially follows like millions of songs before me, you know, the cycle of a relationship, if you will, really. So, you know, the first verse is exiting a relationship. So, you know, rest in silent sweetness, shoveling no more coal, you know, it's kind of that moment when, you know, maybe you got out of like a bad one. You're like, okay, all right, I can, you know, I don't have to put the coal on the fire just to keep this operating anymore. And then the second verse is like coping with the relationship. And then the third verse is kind of getting back into a relationship. So there's that cycle there. Yeah, again, I am proud of them. And I haven't had this conversation with really anyone outside my wife. So, you know, the first verse, we're full sprint. So it kind of talks about that hecticness. And then the second verse just mentions the word run. And then the third verse starts with the word stumbling through the doorway. So there's also kind of the slow down feeling as well. So kind of slowing down and, you know, settling into another relationship. So it kind of talks about that full cycle, you know, carry me home. It's far too late. It's far too far gone. It's kind of that call out for like, please help. Like I'm searching. I can't find the relationship answers. Perhaps like, can you help me out here? It is kind of, I think, my sentiment there. I'm not sure if it's kind of clear or straightforward, but that's sort of the sentiment that I hold behind it.
We'll wrap up with this because I've got a feeling there's going to be a lot of fans of yours, particularly in Western Manitoba, who are very familiar with who you are from your professional career and your teaching career now. What's next after this? Like, are you thinking EP? Are you working toward a full album? Or are you going to take the approach that a lot of creators are now and we'll release singles and see where it goes?
Great question, Chris. You can maybe answer it better than I, because I don't know. No, I have enough things. Like, I still feel a bit of like kind of burning passion. That sounds so cheesy. I should find some different words. I'm still excited about the songs I have and what to do with them. I like essentially have enough that I could create an album and I would love to make an album. That would be an incredibly exciting thing for me to do because now I've gone through making one or two songs at a time. And while maybe daunting and more time consuming, is the thought and concept is so exciting. I would love to make an album. I have some songs that are just quiet solo me on an acoustic. And I have some songs that are a bit more, you know, like Far Gone, full band, full instruments. So I have a variety of things and I would love to kind of slap it all together into a definitive album. But, you know, we have a little 1.5-year-old at home and things are busy. The whole time dilemma always, which, you know, I hate just using that as an out. Like, I don't want it to be. I do want to make an album, but one day, fingers crossed, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
can't escape this cold. I look over my shoulder, and you were there, I'm told. Old familiar feeling, won't you comfort my bones? I rest in silent sweetness, shoveling no more coal. Won't you carry me home? It's far too late and I'm far too far gone. Won't you carry me home? It's far too late and I'm far too far gone. Never big enough for the two of us anyhow. Oh, familiar feeling, how I welcome you so. Justify this sweetness in any way you know. Won't you carry me home? It's far too late and I'm far too far gone. Inside to rest now. We'll sit and watch it snow. Won't you carry me home? It's far too late and I'm far too far gone. Won't you carry me home? It's far too late and I'm far too far gone.
The newest single from Brandon's Mike Lamb, that was Far Gone on tonight's Made in Manitoba, the first time the singer-songwriter has joined us.
It was an absolute pleasure having him here for his debut. I've known Mike for a lot of years and was particularly excited to share this episode with you.
And if you enjoyed what you heard tonight, you'll be able to see Mike Lamb in concert during the Salamander Summer Music Festival, July 17th to 19th at Rideau Park in Brandon. You can find the details at salamanderfest.ca.
And remember, you can enjoy this episode of Made in Manitoba and many more from the past by searching for it at podcastville.ca. I'm Chris Sumner, and he's Zach Drieger. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week at the same time for another show.